Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Elise Bennett is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Marketing Mentor. Website is marketing-mentor.com, the author of so many books on helping freelancers put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And you can find all that there at her outstanding newly designed, newly populated, new content website, marketing-mentor.com. Elise, thanks again for staying with us. We're talking about customers behaving badly. We want to redeem customers who may be behaving badly. We want to run away from customers who are bad, right?
Absolutely. And again, bad does not necessarily mean evil. It may just mean ignorant.
They can't help it. And if you don't,
if you can't
educate them, you might not be able to. But you know, here's the thing, though. Really, at least over my career, and I go way. I'm talking about way, way back to my original days of selling. Way back, I remember meeting people that I didn't like. They just weren't nice people, and I remember being a kid saying, I don't want to do business with people like that. I don't like people like that. And then all of a sudden, I started thinking, wait a minute, their money's as green as anybody's is. And I wind up taking people like that on as a project, and I'd work a little harder maybe than the average person would. And what would happen is if I actually was able to get inside of them a little bit and put up with them, they turned out to be great people, and I had their business for life.
Right,
some of them I did business with in different careers.
Mm-hmm. So I think people put too much emphasis on what they like and don't like, and who they like and don't like. And I see, you know, the people I may have that kind of reaction to, it could be I'm having a bad day.
Right.
And I try to take it, as you say, as a project, as a test to myself, a challenge to see if I can figure out how to do right by that person.
Well, and you know, if a person has a personality issue, they're not exactly happy people, they're not necessarily nice people, whatever is their baggage that they've been given in life. If you can find a way to get them, so to speak, and maybe they're sarcastic to you and they want you to be sarcastic back to them, or maybe they want to be sarcastic to you and they want you to take their sarcasm, whatever it takes, if they're going to be your customer, find out how to get them. And when they realize that you get them, then nobody can get that business away from you.
Give
us an example of some of the bad clients that this guy talked about in the session you attended.
Well, I mean, I think one of the main points he made was the one he called the coin counter, which is someone who goes directly in the very first conversation to the money without even explaining what is required in the project. They just want to know how much it's going to cost, and they don't understand the value of what you're bringing to the table. That's one of the signals that they don't understand the value, is that all they want to know is how much is it going to cost, and no matter how much you explain that you can't tell them yet because you need answers to certain questions, they're not willing to put in that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Doug said that
Doug Dolan, the creator issue. Go ahead.
The presentation. Mm-hmm. Yep. He said that he has never a project with someone who asked about money in the very first conversation has never been a successful project. It, mm-hmm. it always goes awry.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the challenge for all of us doing business is, how do you identify the red flags before they happen?
Yeah.
Before, you know, you can see what the actual behavior is. There are certain things people say. There are certain ways people respond. That's why it's so important to have a process that people go through, especially when you're offering services.
Right.
So that you can see how they behave, you know, beyond just getting the money and doing the work.
And unfortunately, when you're starting out, you can't afford to turn anybody away. You put up with almost anything.
And that's how you learn.
It's exactly right. That's how you learn. But you know what I would do to a coin counter before I shucked them, before I rolled them under the bus? I would say, John, you're what we call a coin counter. You know what that means? That means you're more interested in the money than the project. And my experience is that typically doesn't create a successful project. Can we get off the money for a little bit? I mean, before I left, that's what I would say. What do you think?
I like that. I think that's worth trying. You know, put it right there on the table and see what the person says.
That's right. And because they might not realize that they're being obnoxious, so they're setting you up for failure. And I would say,
right.
I would say, John, I'm not looking for business. I'm looking for success. And the way you're starting us out here is not going to be successful. I mean, that's, you might have to say that.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea. Actually, one of the participants asked Doug if he would show this presentation to his clients, and he said yes. It wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Can they find this on your website?
Yes, it's on my resources page.
Look on the resources page, solving your biggest creative problem, the client, at marketing-mentor.com. Elise, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Tim.
Good job today. Quick break. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.